was important was to refine the first presentation, because we were tending to find through the rest of the discussion that it's in the political domain, and the secret political domain, not the open, easily accessed, relatively easily accessed numbers that we are interested in science, but in a completely closed secret models that the transboundary water relations are in that played out. So with that introduction, I would like to ask our first speaker, Luis Luzo from the Department of Engineering and the Eduardo Maradona University in Bolivia.
My name is Paul Kamalaj, I'm a professor in the Department of Marine History, and I'm going to present this paper by my colleague Peter Schmidt, who wasn't able to attend this conference. And this has to do with one of the earthquake field basins in which Mozambique is part of. And in terms of deep water, the issue of international development and popular development is quite an obsession for us in Mozambique. This is in this paper and also in the presentation that I'm going to make tomorrow morning. This is the result of the research project. I'm going to research objective to review all the water resources in Africa, particularly in the Southern Africa region, of course, Southern Africa. Then we have the problem of sharing the loads of water resources. It's a very different story. By three countries, Mozambique, Swaziland, and South Africa, water allocation tools that are like the center of the research project, and then as well as in discussions and conclusions about it. Telephone water resource management is quite a big issue for us in Mozambique. We have 9 water areas, and 8 of them we are answering them, which puts Mozambique in not a very comfortable position in terms of the future. This was linked to a number of initiatives of global partnership, and particularly in our technical assistance committee in South Africa. The fact that when we have water allocation and water management issues within the national boundaries, it's already a difficult problem. Then we get into transformatory systems and so on, solving issues, exponential context. And in Mozambique's region, and that's the situation in parts of Southern Africa and parts of Mozambique, particularly in the Southern region, how to lower the intentions, how to avoid conflicts, and what is the role of agreement in that context. And the idea that these agreements on water sharing, water allocation, and it's the tools and methods that are available to all and to all, and it starts to be first of all the various standards of water control, it's at the low level at each country. So basically the objectives of research to assess the requirements for implementation of integrated water resource management and transformative system in the Mozambique basin. What we learn from water allocation models. Here's a brief overview of the situation in Africa. We have 163 transboundary river basins worldwide, 63 in Africa. And those 63 cover 2/3 of that area, 75% of the population, 93% of the total surface water. It's the need for fair and equitable sharing, and the fair and equitable are in the parts. When we consider the Southern Africa development community, it's 14 states, including Ghana, Italy, and then all the other countries, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Namibia, and the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo. It includes the 50 international organizations. More than 70% of the territory begin in international borders. Here we see these large dots representing the countries to regulation between mean and all expectation and above. And in this part, in South Africa, due to the national conditions, large concentration of population, the land market is partly in relation to the manual rainfall. Here I will go into the details, but that's the situation and the projections for 2025 of how the situation will evolve. But here is considering only the water that's flowing, so you're not taking into account the important role of rainfall. Okay, so the idea is what our allocation model could help in discussions between various countries in the case of Indonesia, because basically Mozambique and Swaziland is a small area belonging to South Africa, and that if we could agree on the databases and on the use the same model in terms of the one allocation, then discussion could be more objective. And that's really very important. So here we have the Indonesian database. For us it's quite important because we take one supply to capital of Mozambique here, to not exactly begin the boundaries of the database in the place of water from the small distance. And also the capital of Swaziland, but also take water from the river, will not be in the two major dams, one in Swaziland, which are there, and one Dutch leader in Mozambique, in the country, that in fact regulated most of the two of these sites. This is the estimated water demand, and here just we come to a total demand with the projections for the year 2025 of 586 million per year, with a national amount estimated to be 535 million. Obviously, other sources have to be mobilized and other measures have to be taken to eventually produce the same food and the same supply in urban areas eventually need a better use of the water with a higher efficiency in the water use. The river, in spite of the dams, and this is becoming a large dam, the river is in large part still natural. But very intensive use for agriculture in Swaziland, particularly for this large area of irrigation of sugarcane that's not being expanded also for the production of ethanol. And here basically for the primary supply of ethanol. Then there were two models that were used, the Dambara Lion is a widely used model in South Africa, and then for compared to two other models of ethanol. Of these three models. But basically, there was a schematics, and these are just showing the models with somewhat different results with the same data in terms of reliability, for the difference in knowledge that they've received, they don't get exactly the same results as although they are seen. These are just details of the analysis. And here in relation to the data uses in terms of irrigation, what is supply and other kind of areas, what would be the result in certain incidents. Here, for instance, for the 75 years of the water supply, they experienced 411 cases of water shortage with durations between 1 to 57 consecutive months. And for irrigation in Swaziland, there will be 141 cases of water shortage with durations between 1 to 16 consecutive months. And this, again, brings to the forefront the idea that discussions between countries are more difficult, because within one country it's very easy to impose the urban water supply and the natural water supply prior to the irrigation. But when it comes to discussions between countries, that's for start of irrigation is much more easy over the water supply. So it's not that easy. Some of the issues were, what was the trust in the model and in the data itself? All of those are both affected by the data quality, but also by the ability and experience of the users. They have embedded something that sometimes are very transparent from the rules in which they operate, from the penalties that sometimes they impose, and this must be done with the truth for all the stakeholders to really trust the models. Issues remain on data organization and set up of biological models of data. Even when the measures, for instance, are brought up in papers, sometimes there's real agreement between different fundamental situations. Yet again, from penalties that are used in the community. And this model also don't tackle the issue of equitable sharing. So this is something that has come as an input from us, so what is the kind of trade-off that's itself. What the models do is to prepare alternatives and then allow the political decision makers to discuss those things. So coming to the conclusions. Water sharing in regions that experience drought and water treatment of resources require intensive cooperation between stakeholders and regulatory organizations. We have seen, for instance, in the case of the recent, the intense modeling capacity of the large sugarcane producers. The average succession levels that are often used to select best development scenarios is not sufficient to describe the severity of drought. For instance, it's not enough to say that, for instance, the Maputo water supply has 97% or 98% of reliability. If we do drought, we can have some 50 months of insufficient water for the sea, what kind of impact it has in different industries. So computing depth, duration, and stability of the shortage are additional tools which we consider in discussing scenario coordination. What we are seeing also in the southern part of Mozambique is the emergence of water-stressed regions in southern Africa and Mozambique will eventually trigger large-scale water transfer systems. So this is being considered already. This is already being done in South Africa, being considered in Mozambique. Eventually we will be very large water transfer systems that also have many problems associated with it. The modeling of interconnected systems is also becoming necessary as part of the support in addition to the TPD when these transfer systems are developed. And we need research also in order to inform the policy of one development taking the advantage of the future so in the regional integration methods. Thank you very much.